Radio Prague News.
The government has formally approved a proposal to limit the immunity of senators and members of parliament. The Central Register of Debtors has asked the police to investigate Interior Minister Radek Yon over allegations of corruption. And a new survey suggests that the party top 09 has taken a large leap in voter preference since parliamentary elections. Meeting for its first formal session on Wednesday, the Czech government formally approved a proposal to limit the immunity of senators and members of parliament. The idea was one of the initial changes that the coalition agreed to after elections. The proposed constitutional amendment would, if passed by parliament, limit the immunity of legislators to their terms of office. Speaking after the meeting, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said one of the ministries had not yet submitted their first draft policy statement by the deadline. He denied that it was the transport minister Vít Bárta, who is away on holiday, and told reporters only that they would be surprised to learn which minister it was. The Central Register of Debtors has asked the police to investigate Interior Minister Radek Yon over allegations of corruption. The charge relates to overpriced contracts signed between the publishing company Aura Print, which Mr. Yon ran for a number of years, and the insurance company VZP and the state forestry company LessECR. According to an investigation by the news website Aktualne.cz, Aura Print charged and was paid up to 18 times the standard price for magazines and cookbooks published for the companies between 2002 and 2010. In its complaint, the Register also asked that the case not be handled by the usual police divisions due to concerns of bias within the Ministry of the Interior. Mr. Yon has denied personal involvement in the charges in the past. Thieves broke into the general staff of the Czech army last week, Mladá fronta Dnes has reported. A spokesman for the general staff told the newspaper that unknown persons had reached the first floor of the army's headquarters, which includes the office of Chief of Staff Vlastimil Picek, last Thursday night. However, he refused to say whether the intruders had entered Lieutenant General Picek's office or what exactly was stolen. The army is refusing to say any more about the matter while a police investigation is ongoing. An internet survey conducted by the polling agency SANEP suggests that the new parliamentary party, Top 09, has taken a large leap in voter preference since elections to the Chamber of Deputies in May. According to the survey, the party would receive 22.8% of the vote if elections were held today, compared to their real election result of 16.7%. The Social Democratic Party maintained its position, while the Civic Democrats improved their standing slightly by 1 point to 21.1%. Preference for the Communist Party and Public Affairs fell by 1 point in each case, and no other party made it over the 5% threshold required for seats in parliament. SANEP says that the poll shows that the right-wing parties have maintained considerable popularity and trust in the month and a half since elections were held. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions are expected to be mostly sunny and hot over the coming days, with temperatures of up to 34 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.